Thank you so much for participating in our study. We needed more volunteers. Most people who signed up for it flaked once they found out it would be a machine that's getting them off and not some hot nurse from their fantasies. I understand why that would be a deal breaker for people, but for obvious professional reasons, I will not be able to touch you more than what is needed. I do need to go over the procedure one more time with you before any touching actually happens. Informed consent and all that. If you're going to revoke consent for this trial, now would be the best time because once the machine is turned on, it's a little hard to detach your body from it, and getting it to stop is actually even harder than that, so it's not recommended that we do it. But of course, if problems arise, you feel unsafe, you change your mind, you're allowed to tell me to stop and kick you out. I will do my best if that situation occurs. Now, let's see here. The study you're participating in is number 371, correct? Wonderful. Study 371 is a sexual study that is based around body physiology, arousal, and orgasm, depending on different individuals from different backgrounds. Now, of course, your identity will remain anonymous in the write-up, and you will be referred to only as volunteer or by the number 9. I am the only one who will know your name and face, but to everyone else, you will just be a bunch of numbers and readings. The tool in my hand right here, this is going to be placed against your genitals and it will be turned on. A warm, vibrating sensation will be felt when I turn it on. It should feel good and it will help you achieve orgasm quickly. Like I said, the goal of this study is based around levels of arousal and orgasm. The entire time I will be here talking to you, walking you through it, that kind of thing. While the machine is attached to your genitals, it will be taking readings of your heart rate, oxygen levels, blood pressure, etc. Once you come, I'll detach you from the machine and you will be allowed to go home. If you want, I can give the results and we can get them back in a few days, but it's not necessary. It's only really if you're curious. Or you can simply just never think about us again. Which one would you prefer? Sounds good. All right. I do have one final question for you. So, because of the nature of the study, we have found that some people prefer to have the nurse assigned to them stay in the room. I can keep you company, I can be silent, I can watch, or I can turn around. I can also dirty talk to help you achieve orgasm faster. So, if that's what you would like, I can be here. Or others prefer the nurse to leave the room. They want to watch porn or read a dirty story or maybe like retreat into a fantasy. Which one would you prefer? Me in the room? I can do that, no problem. Alrighty, that's all the information I need. Do you wish to revoke consent and your participation in the study, or should I proceed to getting this thing attached to you? Wonderful. Please open your robe for me. Very good. I'm going to take the head of this, for lack of a better word, vibrator, and place it right between your thighs, directly against your sex. From there are two straps that will attach to either side of your legs and keep it in place. Just like this. If you need to touch yourself to help you achieve climax, that is perfectly fine. I've had clients that need to play with their nipples, they need to have a hand over their mouth or their nose, all sorts of stuff. We really don't kink shame here because we want you to come. Just need to tie this and there. Now that the tool is in place, I'm going to turn it on. Right, machine's on. Readings are starting. Everything looks pretty normal right now. You ready to begin? Perfect. Didn't I tell you it would feel good? A warm, vibrating sensation against you? I currently have it on the lowest setting. Since we're studying arousal, it's my job to make sure you experience every part of it. There's no reason to feel awkward, though. You see, I do this multiple times a day with all types of people. There isn't any noise you could make, any kink you could have, or any request of me that I haven't heard. You're allowed to relax while the machine takes readings, your orgasm starting to build, those buds of arousal beginning to bloom as it just pulses away. And I'm sure having a nurse in the room watching you helps as well. Are you going to put on a good show for me? You're looking at me like that was an unprofessional statement on my behalf, considering the nature of my work. It's really not. Lots of people are exhibitionists. Are you one of them? So, you've never been with your partner and they asked to watch you touch yourself? You've never gotten on cam with someone long distance and masturbated together? Surely you've masturbated with the window open while you're trying to keep quiet. There's a bit of a thrill having a total stranger watching you get off. It's like it's something dirty, and you're trying not to get caught. You don't want to get in trouble. It makes the whole act feel taboo, like you shouldn't be doing it. And of course, that only makes it hotter. Look at that. Your heart rate is starting to increase. That's good. It's not going too fast or too slow. Just a nice, steady ascension. That is what we like to see. And you know what else? You are reacting to my presence very well. I was concerned you were going to want me in the room only to ask me to leave. I would have been disappointed if you were. I wanted to see what you look like when you orgasm. It's not super common that I get to have a studied participant that's just my type. If it wasn't unprofessional or invalidate the research the program is doing, I would ask you out to drinks afterwards. But you're doing very good for me, and the machine feels so good against you, vibrating away, doesn't it? A steady warmth growing between your thighs as you meet my gaze. You're doing so good for me, sweetheart. You like that? You like being good for me? You like when I praise you? It feels so good having all my intention on you, doesn't it? Your hips are starting to move. Your thighs are shaking a bit as your hands clench and unclench. You're starting to feel warmer. You aren't sure if it's because of the machine pulsing away between your thighs, helping you reach climax, or if it's because being watched and praised by such an attractive nurse is making you fluster. My eyes darkening with arousal as I watch you slowly fall apart. You don't normally do stuff like this, do you? You don't seem like the type. You seem like you try your best to be on your best behavior. You want to follow all the rules. Participating in a study such as this is out of the norm for you. It adds to the thrill. Would this be your first time orgasming in a public space like this? Isn't that adorable? Your first time coming in public, and I'm going to get to watch. How lucky am I? Not only do I get to be the one who makes you come, but I get to be the cause of your first public orgasm. You're never going to forget about me. I wouldn't even be shocked if this goes into your fantasies. In fact, I want you to masturbate to me tonight. Pretend I'm the one holding this vibrator against you. I'm looking up at you from between your thighs, biting my lip, telling you how hot you are. You're being so good for me, sweetheart. You're making me so proud by allowing the machine to get all its readings as you get closer to coming. Your oxygen levels have increased. Your blood pressure is rising. Heart rate slowly increasing. Everything is right on track for a proper orgasm. I just love how you look right now. The arousal painting across your face. It's getting me wet. As unprofessional as that is to say. It's your fault for being my type and being so well behaved for me, though. I can admit, you being so good for me turns me on. I've always had a thing for the quiet ones. They usually like to be bossed around the bedroom, and I've always been a bit bossy. I like things done my way, and that's the only way. You like to be told what to do, don't you? You look like the type. It's so much better to be told what to do. There's no guessing what I want. There's no wondering if you're doing something correctly because I told you what to do and how to do it. All you have to do is be a good puppy and follow the orders given. Isn't that right, sweetheart? Aww. You're even eager to please like one. I bet that vibrator is starting to feel really fucking good. The readings that are being taken right now, they're increasing exponentially. I bet it won't be long until I get to see what it looks like when you're coming. I bet you're just as cute when you're trying not to give away how much you're enjoying this. I can tell, sweetheart. You're trying not to enjoy this. You're trying to not let me know. But the readings don't lie. Because of the readings, I always know when it feels good. I know the truth. Look at you, being so good for me. You're just so sweet, aren't you? I'm struggling to keep that boundary between us because, ugh, I just want to feel you. Oh, but I shouldn't. It would invalidate the study as the machine between your legs that's pulsing away. That is the only thing that's supposed to be getting you off. Me touching you, me getting close, whispering in your ear. My lips ghosting over your lips. It would only invalidate the integrity of the study. We'd have to do this little session all over again. I guess I'll just have to settle on enjoying the show. Watching your little performance. You're so fucking sexy. I want you so badly, sweetheart. I really fucking do. The vibrator might feel good, but I just know I feel better. Are you picturing it? Yeah? In the fantasy, are you being an obedient puppy? Having your head pet as you worship my wet pussy? The juices dripping down your chin as you're praised? I bet you just love the taste of pussy, don't you, sweetheart? I pegged you right. Oh, that's it, puppy. You're getting close, aren't you? The readings on the machine say you're getting close to your climax. The slow increases are starting to pick up. Being so good for me, you're making me so fucking proud. You really are the best participant in the study I've had. The perfect volunteer, sweetheart. You know what? You want to keep making me happy, don't you? Of course you do. A goody little two-shoes like yourself only wants compliments and praise. to have all my attention on you, watching you as you're so, so close to coming. You can feel it. Your body is almost ready to tip over and come for me. All you have to do is let it. You don't have to wait for my permission. You don't have to fight it. You've earned it, puppy. You deserve to orgasm. You deserve to come for me. You've been so good, making me so proud. The only way you could make it better for yourself is by coming for me. It's the grand finale that this little show you're putting on for me deserves. I want to see it. So badly. Show me what you look like when you orgasm, sweetheart. You're already so hot. You can only get hotter. Because you look so fucking good like this. Love the tiny noises that are escaping your lips as you pretend you aren't enjoying this as much as you are. Trying your hardest to keep some type of composure despite the odds not being in your favor. Your body wants to release. It wants to come for me. Don't fight it, sweetheart. Make me proud. Come for me. Orgasm all over the vibrator like a good little puppy. Oh, so good. Look at that. So perfect. That's it. Just like that. Such a good puppy for me. Readings have plateaued. Good, good. Let me check. Right. Levels are returning to normal. Oxygen levels are decreasing. Everything looks perfect. Looking at the results right now, I think you might have given me some of the best results, sweetheart. How are you feeling? That's fair. I apologize for my lack of professionalism. I'm normally better at holding back, but I didn't mean what I said earlier about you being my type. I wasn't expecting to have a volunteer who I found so attractive. I kind of got caught up in the act and found myself not only getting turned on, but wanting to make you come. More than for just the study. It was for my own selfish purposes. I couldn't deny how badly I wanted you. How badly I wanted to see you come. So please, accept my apology. Thanks. All right. Now that that's over with, let's get this machine off of you and you are free to go home.